We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jeff Calkins, your award-winning columnist, Daily Memphis, host of the Jeff Calkins Show, joins me every day around this time. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good.
So I was listening.
Two things I wanted to say.
Say them both.
First of all, one of our listeners yesterday wrote me, and he said that I said that Rick Barnes was being self-righteous and arrogant. And I just want to be clear. I do not think Rick Barnes was being self-righteous or arrogant yesterday when he said that God told him to take more money. I think he was being convenient theology, and I think he was being a little silly with the way he addressed his PR perspective, but I actually don't at all think he's, do you? Like, I don't at all think he's self-righteous about it or arrogant. I don't think either of those things. I think it was convenient, but not self-righteous or arrogant. Secondly, I want to say that if I were Robert Kraft, I'd settle before I let that video come out.
You can't let the video come out, can you?
No, just settle. It's a misdemeanor. Nothing's happening. All that'll happen is the commissioner will give you suspended for 3 days, right?
You'll be punished.
You did it. Why not? Just plead. We know you did it.
And guess what? Like, other people have done things like
right.
that. Like, we don't think you're despicable for. I at least don't think he's despicable for doing it. Like, I wouldn't advise it. I've never done it, but
I can say I've never done it.
Yeah, I can say I've never ever done it. I've never done that.
Never paid for that kind of
Never had a prostitute job.
I'll be honest. I pay to get my house cleaned. I mean, I do. Like, I do. And I feel bad about that a little bit. I feel worse because I pay to get my lawn mowed. Like, I should mow my lawn myself. But I've never paid for that, and I wouldn't. I just wouldn't. I wouldn't ever pay for that. I wouldn't ever pay for that. I wouldn't want anyone doing that unless they wanted to do that. You know. That's my general view on that. I would never pay for it. I just wouldn't.
I know. Like,
I wouldn't do it.
I've explained this before. It's why I have no affinity for strip clubs. I'm not telling you I've never been to one, and I'm not telling you I've never had a good time at one. But what I am telling you is I have never been to a strip club by myself, and I've never been when it's my idea. Like, hey, guys, I want to do this thing. Come with me. Every single time I've ever been in a strip club, it was because I was with a group of people, and they all wanted to go, and they start calling you the P word if you don't want to go with them. so I end up there. I find no real joy or, and I'm not trying to be, I find no.
If it's your thing, it's your thing, whatever.
Yeah. You're not trying to be righteous here or anything.
Whatever. Your thing, it's your thing.
Whatever.
You're being self-righteous.
No, I'm just kidding.
It's not your thing.
It's just not my thing.
I know they don't want to be naked in front of me.
Right.
They're just doing it for the money.
Right.
So why do I,
you're
not fooling me. You're not fooling me.
Like,
I know me. I know who I am.
You're
not fooling me.
You think I don't have a mirror? Like some 20.
Even people who I don't pay are upset. Right.
Some 22-year-old girl walks up to you in a strip club, walks up to me in a strip club and is like, hey, good looking. I'm like, come on. Like, what?
Yeah, who are you fooling? Yeah.
You lost me at good looking.
Yeah, exactly. Get out of here.
I would respect the young woman more if she just walk up and be like,
hey,
listen, hey, listen. I'm trying to make money. You're trying to touch boobs. You want to work this out? At least that's an honest assessment of the situation.
Right. Business agreement.
Not like, hey, so I noticed you from across. Shut up. You didn't notice me from across the room. That's what I was with some buddies in Vegas, and we were like at a.
Noticed you across the room.
Yeah, like, what are you talking about?
No, you didn't.
I noticed you looking particularly pathetic across the room.
Here's a story. Right.
Your bald head looks great.
Here's a story for you. Okay, well, first off, I got two stories. Mm. One, we were in a steakhouse out in Vegas, like a nice place one night, but we were on the waiting list. Like, they didn't quite have our table ready, so it was one of those deals. Like, hey, let's just grab a drink at a bar, and we grab a drink at a bar, and it's me and like three other dudes who all like look just like me. You know, like none of us are anything special.
Yeah.
And these beautiful young women, like, you know, cozy up at the bar next to us. And they're like, so what are you guys, you know, like, what are you guys getting into later on tonight? And, you know, and one of my buddies is like, oh, well, you know what we're thinking about. Like, he's really actually having a conversation with them. And, you know, then he gets up and goes to the bathroom. He's like, you know, he wants me to follow him in there. He's like, so what do you think's going on with those girls? I said, what do you mean what do you think's going on? He's like, should we, like, try to maybe go out with them later? And I was like, they're hookers. And he said, what do you mean they're hookers? I was like, when's the last time a girl like that just started randomly talking to you and asking you what you're up to? Has that happened at any point in the past 5 years? He's like, no. I'm like, okay, she's a hooker. Like, if you want to buy her, you can buy her. But, like, don't be dumb about this. That girl doesn't really want to hang out with you or me. Renter. Right. Renter, not buyer. Right. Ooh. So, okay. Coincidentally, same dude. Probably, I don't even know how long ago. It must have been, jeez. I can remember why I was out there. It was because of Florida and Kansas were playing in Vegas. It was the year after Billy Donovan won his first national championship. So we're talking about maybe 2007. So is it more than 10 years ago this was? So we're staying at the Orleans Hotel because that's where the game is. And there's a strip club like literally across the street from the place. And so one of the guys I'm with, he's like, hey, let's go there tonight. I'm like, let's do anything else. He's like, come on.
You're a P.
Yeah. Yeah. Then it was like, don't be a little B. Okay, I'll go.
Yeah.
So we go. And I'm like, listen, I'm just going to sit at the bar. You can do whatever you want to do. Like, honestly, just do whatever you want to do. And so before he even gets up, this beautiful young woman sits down at the bar right beside us, like right beside him. And she starts talking and she's got this story. You know, she's actually is the one girl working her way through college.
Right.
And, you know, she doesn't dance. She doesn't actually get on the stage because, you know, she's too shy to do that. So she really just likes to. Would we mind if she just hangs out with us at the bar?
Right.
And we're like, yeah, we don't care. Like, of course you can hang out here. But my buddy is falling in love with her. Okay. And of course, by the end of the night, he spent $1,000 in the back room, you know, dances with her. Right. Also, and she's acting interested in what we're doing. Like, oh, so you guys are here for a basketball game? I love basketball. Who's playing? Like, okay, you love basketball.
Sure.
You don't know who's playing across the street tomorrow. It's like number one versus number two. And so this dude goes so far as to, then he asks her, hey, you want to go to the game tomorrow? And she's like, yes.
Oh, God.
This is all she's trying to, like, reel him in. So he goes, okay, I can get you on the pass list. So this whole conversation is happening right in front of me. I'm just rolling my eyes.
Yeah.
He actually gets a name for her. Rest assured, it's not a real name.
Yeah.
But he gets a name for her. He texts one of the assistant coaches on one of the staffs.
Oh,
says,
no.
I need this girl on the pass list. They're like, boom, got it done. They don't know if it's his niece or whatever, but they just do it. It's actually the stripper from the night before. So as I sober up the next day, I tell my I'm like, you realize you just invited a stripper to a basketball game. Like, that can't be the smartest thing for your profession. Like, and he's like, it's no big deal. Nobody will care. And whatever. It got nothing to do with me, so I don't care what you're doing. So the next afternoon, he calls me, this guy. He goes, yo, man, I can't get that girl to call me back. And I'm like, well, of course you can't get that girl to call you back. She was trying to get your money last night. She wasn't trying to hang out with you today. Like, you didn't really think she was going to call you back, right? And he's like, well, you know, she seems sincere. I was like, they always seem sincere. That's part of the job. So, of course, we get through with the game. All right, game's over. The columns file. He goes, all right, like, we got to go back there.
Oh,
I'm
no.
I'm like, what do you mean we have to go back there? He's like, she just at least needs to know that, like, I went through a lot of trouble to get her on this list.
Oh, no.
And I was like, man.
Don't make her understand.
I said, man, she does not care.
No.
Okay, she's got another guy just like you in that building right now tonight. Well, then I'm going to go at least confront her.
Oh, God.
I said, you know what?
Gary.
I'll go just for the comedy of it.
Yeah.
Let's go. I'm looking forward to this.
See, so, this is, by the way, the kind of bad decision-making that I wouldn't have watched on TV.
No.
Like, when I said that the other day, that I don't like, I would not have gone for the comedy of it. Go ahead.
So I walk in, And he like spots her, but he won't approach her yet. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, do you know what she's doing? Literally sitting at the bar.
Same deal.
Literally sitting at a bar with another guy. Like it's just a new night, same story. And so he won't approach her, but I like go over there to get a drink, and she actually recognizes me. She's like, "Oh, hey, what's going on?" I was like, "Hey, good to see you again."
Yeah.
But my buddy is irrationally upset with you, and he thinks you owed him something. And so like he might be angry with you, and I just wanted to like not catch you off guard. So she's like, okay, you know, and then I feel stupid because, like, what am I even doing? And so sure enough, he walks up to her, and I get away. This is when I just get out of it.
Yeah.
I actually don't want to be a part of this awkward conversation. And so I get out of it, and he, keep in mind, the whole night he's been like, I'm just going to go in there. I'm just going to make sure she understands. Then we're out of there.
Bounce.
Then we're out of there. Yeah. 20 minutes later, guess who's going to the back room with the same girl again? Spent another time. And all of that is stuff that I would not ever do and can't, like, it's not my thing. It's not my thing, but it is people's thing, and I'm fine with it, but it's not my thing. I like you, get no.
Do you think it was Robert Kraft's thing before he turned 79? In other words, do you think it becomes his thing later? Like, he had a wife, Meyer, whatever her name is. Well, I forgot her name. Supposedly a lovely woman. She died, right?
Right.
Do you think maybe it was never his thing, but then he said, I'm a 79-year-old millionaire. I'm going to make this my thing.
My experience with people who go to massage parlors in places like that, they don't start when they're 70. Right. You know,
it's not like golf. You just pick it up later.
Yeah, no, it's like when the manager for the Rangers, I can't remember his name, a few years ago, got caught doing coke. He's like 62 years old.
Yeah.
Right.
And he said it was the first time. I was like, "That you don't start doing coke at 62.
Right.
Yeah. Like that ain't your first time. You might not have done it in a while. You might not have used often, but that ain't your first time." And that would be here's the only thing I don't understand about the Robert Kraft thing is he is a billionaire. You could hire the baddest, most discreet anything you want to come to your hotel, like. For, I mean, I don't know what it costs, but it ain't much to a billionaire. Why are you going to that place?
Right. It was like a billionaire's club, wasn't it? Like, didn't a lot? Like, it was like as known as the billionaires. It was like a, I don't know, like it was the place to go.
Like, I can.
I got the sense that it was kind of like Chick-fil-A of that kind of thing. Like, the lines backed up under the street. Like, it was just the place people knew where you got the best chicken sandwich.
Oh, well, there are places like that in every city. Like, that.
I get you. I think you're right. Why not have it come to you?
Yeah, why not? Like, if you're down to buy
that,
then why not just, if you are actually a billionaire,
get Uber, right?
Like, even if it costs $5,000, it's like, okay, it's $5,000. I'm a billionaire.
Nothing.
$5,000, I'm going to have somebody come to my hotel who is not going to put me on Deadspin. That's all I need from this transaction. $5,000, not going to end up on Deadspin. It's easy. It's
unbelievable.
Seems way more worth it than taking an Uber to a massage parlor.
Right now, just settle, man. Just settle. Just take the plead guilty. Plead guilty and be done with it. Like, why not? What? Like, we don't think he did it?
Well,
the defense of trying to get the video, the defense of not getting the video in, one of the defenses is that, hey, this is incredibly accurate description of the actual words, right? Like the police report with the actual description of what happened is 100% accurate, so we don't need the video. Well, if that's true, then you're admitting you did it. So just go ahead and plead. Like, be done.
Right.
My
goal, if I were Robert Kraft, would not be to beat some charge. It would be to end the embarrassment and lessen and try to minimize it. And although if the video is released, it'll be. It pixelated and like you probably won't see what it is you probably won't see much, but still, like, you don't want that. Nobody wants that.
No, I mean, I said this before, and I don't know if someone suggested this idea to me or it's true. Like, why not try to make this turn it into a positive? Like, if you're Robert Kraft, say you did it, and then even though there was no, evidently, like there was this sex trafficking investigation that turned up no sex trafficking. But go ahead and say, listen, even though I was entrapped in something that was supposedly a bogus, you know, they found no sex trafficking. It is a serious deal. and I'm setting up a foundation to help deal with sex trafficking. But yeah, and then you've turned a bad thing into a good thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Like this
happy ending, as it were.
Yeah, it's not that complicated. Like sometimes I wonder.
Yeah, no one blames them. I mean, now that we know no sex trafficking was involved. It was a transaction.
It was a transaction. Like I don't think, I swear to God, I mean this sincerely. I don't think I've never been to a massage parlor. I don't think anything less of Robert Kraft because he has, or even my friends who I know have. Like people are into whatever they're into. And I even had one buddy of mine. He was like, it's just who would go to these types of things. Mm. He's like, it's just convenient. Like you cut all the BS out of the night. You know, you want to stand around and buy. Keep in mind, this conversation I had was like 20 years ago.
Yeah,
but. He would be like, you want to stand around a bar all night? Like, you know, doing your best to try to get somebody's attention? Or just like, let's just go here.
Yeah.
So that was his approach to the night. Like, at the end of the night, he wasn't going out to try to take a girl home. He was going out
trying to be practical. There's two different views. One is that it should just be legal and regulated like it is in the Netherlands, right, or whatever. Like
Amsterdam.
And the other is that it's... And particularly because of the intersection with sex trafficking, and I agree with this. Like, there's a lot of women who are not in this because they always dreamed of being strippers, right? And they're forced into it one way or another. And that part of it's pretty unsavory, and you don't want to be supporting that. Let's be honest, right?
I wouldn't want to be supporting that.
I mean, I would not. And, yeah, whether it's your pimp or whether you're your drug dealer or whether it's your, the person who has you, you know, literally in a sex trafficking deal. I think the whole thing is pretty, that's fine. It is not my thing, but I'll tell you what's really not my thing. What's really not my thing is having video of it released. To the extent that my thing, that is really.
Dude, if the police were threatening to release a video of me getting out of the shower at my house, I'd be trying to settle. I'd be willing to plead guilty to anything.
Right. Exactly,
I'd be like, plead.
Even if it's pixelated.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll plead. Mr. Parrish, you've done nothing wrong, but we're about to release a video of you getting out of your own shower. Dude, I'll plead guilty to manslaughter right now. don't release the tape, please.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
What were you going to ask me? What were you going to ask me before we got off on the subject?
Yeah. Right? What was I going to ask you? Oh, I was going to mention that this morning I was listening to the Jeff Calkins show, and I was listening to you talk to Chris Harrington. And you guys were talking about the front office, and they need to make additions, and obviously need to hire a head coach, and sort of the time frame on that. Is there any reason other than we found the guy we want, or girl we want, woman we want, and they'll take the job, and so we're just going to get this done? Short of that, is there any reason to even think about who your next head coach is going to be, or I should say act on who your next head coach is going to be, until after the lottery has been decided? Because even though we know the most likely scenario is you do not have a pick, but there's still a possibility you have the number one pick. You can attract an entirely different candidate with Zion Williamson than you can without Zion Williamson, can't you?
Totally. Yes. I in fact, asked them that, and they said, well, we're not. But yes, they're – what they said was, our priority is getting the right person. There's no time frame, right? But it just makes absolutely no sense that they would do this before the lottery. Because it's funny. Some people have said to me, gosh, this is terrible. Other people are snapping up coaches before the Grizzlies have a chance to snap up a coach, right? It's like the people who said, Grizzlies should have done a search last year, you know, because Mike Budenholzer went to Milwaukee. Well, they could have searched as long as they want. Mike Budenholzer wasn't coming here. Like, whatever you think they should have done a search or not, it wasn't a very attractive job last year, and it's not a very attractive job this year. It's just not. Not when there's been five different coaches in 7 years, and not when you have a roster that's in transition. So I don't think you're losing out on anybody right now by waiting, and you're exactly right. Even if you don't finish first in the lottery, if you finish second in the lottery, it certainly if you finish first, changes it dramatically. But even if you finish second, you have a better sense. And you don't need a coach this is not like a coach in college basketball or college football where there's a hurry because they're the people who obtain the players for you because they do the recruiting. The coach does nothing.
Right.
Coach does nothing. So there's absolutely no reason to do it. And there's really not that much of a hurry for the people who they're going to put around Zach Klein in terms of being assistant GMs or whatever their titles are going to be. I don't think there's a particular hurry for them. So, no, I don't think it does not surprise me that nothing has happened lately, and I don't see any reason why anything should happen lately. Now, if they came up with the right front office person, they'd go ahead and do that now. I don't think that changes dramatically. But yes, for the coach, there's no question the lottery will define a lot. And for the future of the franchise, what direction they're going, how they rebuild, the lottery will say a lot about. They can't even really outline their vision, I don't think, until the lottery.
Well, it's a little bit like in 2014, the Cavs job was open, and they offered it to Tom Izzo. He turned it down. They offered it to Bill Self. He turned it down. I think they offered it to John Calipari. He turned it down. They ended up offering it to David Blatt. He takes it. And then, 3 weeks later, LeBron James announces he's coming back to Cleveland. If you would have waited to hire a coach until after it was clear LeBron James is coming back to Cleveland, you could have hired Tom Izzo. You could have hired Bill Self. You could have probably, I think, hired John Calipari. I don't know that any of them would have been great at the NBA level, but if you wanted them, you couldn't hire them without LeBron, but you could hire them with LeBron. I remember talking to Tom Izzo about it later that summer. He was like, "How stupid am I? I could be LeBron's coach right now." And, instead I'm scouting players in North Augusta, South Carolina. But he didn't want to take the job. If it was just going to be some job that didn't also include LeBron James. And I know all those coaches were trying to get LeBron James on the phone to get any sort of hint about what he was planning. And LeBron wouldn't even talk to any of them, even though he knows all of them. But same thing here. You offer that job to somebody that's got a centerpiece of Jaren Jackson Jr., but Mike Conley probably on the way out and no pick in the 2019 draft, whole bunch of people are going to turn that down. But if you got Zion Williamson and Jaren Jackson Jr., maybe you're keeping Mike Conley around. Well, now you got folks who go, okay, I could maybe have two of the best young talents, two of the best teenage talents in the world. Okay, that's a job I'm interested in. That's why Jason Wexler and his front office can do whatever they want to do, obviously. But I don't even think I would seriously start talking to candidates until after I know if we're picking and where we're picking in the 2019 NBA draft. And I believe the date on that is May 14th is the lottery.
It reminds me of when Patino went to the Celtics. He goes to the Celtics and they get two high lottery picks, right? And he's generally perceived as a failed NBA coach, don't you think? Even though he wasn't failed, he had some good years in the NBA. But he's generally perceived as a not successful, particularly successful NBA coach. But that lottery, I think that lottery they got Chauncey Billups and Ron Mercer. I think that's who they got. And it was the Tim Duncan lottery. And if he'd gotten Tim Duncan, it would have been a completely different job.
Right.
And instead he went, even though he knew they had two magic beads, but they didn't have the guy. And Greg Popovich, who drafted Tim Duncan, he then decided to, you know what? I think he was general manager at the time he drafted Tim Duncan. And then very quickly he decided, you know what? I think I'm going to coach too. Yep. he's a great coach, but there's no question. It becomes more attractive to coach when you're coaching Tim Duncan.
Rick, I think, has acknowledged that he thinks he would have never left the NBA again if he would have, if he'd have been able to, in a position to select Tim Duncan. John Calipari sincerely believes he didn't. If he'd have just drafted Kobe Bryant, which is what he wanted to do, but then got bluffed out of it, he was like, I'd have still been the NBA coach if I'd have just drafted Kobe Bryant. It really, your coaching career does come down to those things. And if you recognize that as the truth, then, any of these assistants that get, their names get tossed around, you go, I'm not going to take a bad NBA job or with bad roster situation. If you take one, you will get fired. And especially considering the last three Grizzlies coaches have been first-time, full-time head coaches who were subsequently fired. I don't know that people are angry. On one hand, there's only 30 of these jobs. I got it. But if you've got any other kind of decent option, you don't jump into what this is right now. But on May 14th, if this becomes something that also includes Zion Williamson, well, now you got my attention.
Is this a better job, though, than when David Fizdale took over, it was headed down, right? I mean, you knew that. They were getting old. And he was able, because the way it worked out, he was able to flip that into the Knicks job. Is this a better job now? Because they're already down. Like, no one expects anything of the Grizzlies now. The Grizzlies don't expect anything particularly of the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies fans don't. Like, you're not supposed to be in the playoffs now, I don't think, with the Grizzlies. And you do have Jaren Jackson Jr. to build around. Is this, in a weird way, a better job than the one that they got persuaded David Fizdale to take?
I would say no, because when Fiz took over, you could go, all right, I'm taking over a playoff team. I'm taking over a team that ought to get back to the playoffs. And, you know, I remember talking to, I'll just say, people around Fiz. Like, they thought if he could come in, go to back-to-back playoffs, and then bounce to another job, like, that was the way to do it. The plan was never to try to spend the next 6 years in Memphis, because it doesn't matter whether you're a great coach or a not great coach. You took over that team in that time, you were going to win games. But eventually, even if you're great, you were going to start losing games because they were going to get older, which is exactly what's right. happened. So the plan there was inherit this built-to-win, to some degree, team right now.
And they did, and they went to the playoffs. That's he made his little, take that for data, you know, whatever, take that for data. Stand, and he became famous and everything else.
No,
he played it perfectly.
It worked perfectly because he got to be a guy who and he coached one full year, went to the playoffs, and then got fired in early in year two, but only after his point guard got hurt. Fine, up until his point guard got hurt. And then Memphis wanted to fire him because Mike Conley got hurt. Okay. So he's totally, like, undamaged. And then he spends, 3 months on the jump every afternoon. So his face is right there on national television every day.
Yeah.
And then, boom, he gets a better job in a better market for more money.
Yeah.
Like, it actually worked out brilliantly. Whereas right now, I guess you could convince yourself, listen, the situation's so bad, nobody expects much from you. But the situation was so bad this year, and they just fired a coach. You know, after one full year, they just fired a coach, and he becomes the third straight first-time, full-time head coach to get fired, you know, by this owner. And so I, again, like, if they offered the job to me, I'd take it, you know. But, like, if you've got – I don't have any other coaching options. But if you've got other coaching options, I don't think you take it right in its current form. But if the Grizzlies win the lottery, I think you can get a whole lot of people to answer your phone calls. That's why you wait until after the lottery. Think of it like this. What if you were about to get on a dating app, but I told you, hey, if you wait and lose 30 pounds and then get on the dating app, you'll probably do better. Like, hey, if you get on now, like, you know, you'll
hear
get
that, Jeff.
You know, a certain level of person will swipe.
Thanks, Brad.
Will swipe. Yeah. Why?
I'm
why? Why,
I'm just
why are you making this about Jeff?
I was joking.
He called me hopeless and fat in one.
That was Jesus. I was joking.
Jesus.
That was great.
You're joking.
Oh yeah.
You're joking.
Yeah. That's, when the jokes come a little close to home, it's a little difficult.
Yeah.
They're less funny when they come that close to home. Yeah.
So, you go. Okay, listen. You can.
I'm gonna go find a massage parlor.
You and Kraft.
You can get on a
date. Well, I wait to lose 30 pounds.
Yeah.
I'll find whatever. The craft special. Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. So, yeah. So, like, you can get on the app right now, and, like, you know, a certain type of person will swipe right on you. But if you wait 3 months, lose 30 pounds, you'll get different swipe rights. That's sort of what the Grizzlies are in right now. They need to just wait, lose 30 pounds.
Well, plus, they don't even have to. I mean, let's be honest. They don't even have to, like, go out and exercise.
No.
They just got to wait. And here's what it is, actually. It's
a pill.
You've got you're on a dating app, and you got X percent chance of becoming a millionaire in the next whatever. I think I'll wait until I can start dating and I'm a millionaire. I got better. I don't have to go work out or do anything else. It's just there's a chance that between now and when I get on the dating app, I'm going to win the lottery and actually win like better than, you know. So yeah, I'll just wait till that.
How about like
we'll see if I win the lottery. I'll be much more attractive if I have $1 million.
How about this? There's
$100 million.
There's a certain percentage chance that no effort of my own on the night of May 14th, I might suddenly have abs. Wouldn't that be amazing? Wouldn't that be amazing?
All of a sudden, you're gonna have abs.
Yeah, just right. Yeah, it's just like some ping pong balls bounce and it like spits out me, and it's like you now have abs,
a
six pack,
and abs, yeah. And a full head of hair.
Hey.
Yeah,
and right.
Yeah, it's not a bad comparison. Like, you really, Zion Williamson, you getting lucky?
He's abs and hair.
He's abs and hair.
The whole deal, man. Right. Yeah.
He's abs and hair. He changes everything about you overnight. You don't even have to do anything. And you got brand new hair and brand new abs.
And you have to you don't have to go to the massage parlor.
Brad, yeah. That's enough. All right? That's enough.
Sorry.
All right, Jeff. I'll see you later.
See ya.
Bye-bye. What a weird segment that was.
It was interesting. We went from Rick Barnes to the massage parlor to the Grizzlies comparison.
Rick Barnes to the massage parlor to talking about how if you win the lottery, it's similar to getting brand new hair and abs.
That was an all-timer.
I think it makes sense, though.
Yeah, sure.
I think everything we said mostly made sense. Yeah. Damian Ba, the University of Memphis, officially announced today that he has submitted a signed national letter of intent. So that solidifies that part of the recruiting class. What's next? And should it be a surprise that Ba actually went ahead and signed? Talk about that.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka. It's made from the finest quality grains, 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. How smooth is it, cowboy?
So smooth you can drink it straight.
So smooth, Cowboy Carson can drink it straight. Doesn't mean you have to drink it straight. You can drink it however you want. I'm just saying that if you happen to use a mixer and you run out of that mixer, you don't have to panic, freak out, have a nervous breakdown. It's because New Amsterdam Vodka is so smooth you can drink it straight. It really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and the reason is simple. It's an awesome vodka that's reasonably priced. I can spend more money on vodka if I wanted to. My wife says I spend enough already. So if I got a quality vodka that's reasonably priced, that's the one I'm going to get. It's New Amsterdam Vodka. Fastest growing brand of vodka in the United States. Thanks to you guys, we have turned Memphis into the number one market per capita in the country for New Amsterdam Vodka. They got flavored vodkas, if that's your thing. Grapefruit, apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, raspberry. And they got a gluten-free vodka now as well. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, New Amsterdam Vodka's got you covered. Ask for it by name next time you're in a bar, restaurant, or a liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka, pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. Some Memphis basketball recruiting news. Earlier today, Damian Ba of the University announced, the University of Memphis announced that he has signed his national letter of intent. So he is now officially a member of the University of Memphis's class of 2019, which ranks number one in the American Athletic Conference and 10th nationally. Of course, it's highlighted by James Wiseman, the number one prospect in the class of 2019. DJ Jeffries has also signed. He's a top 50 player, according to 24/7 Sports. Damian Ba is ranked 134th in the country, according to 24/7 Sports. And Malcolm Dandridge is 138th in the country, according to 24/7 Sports. So that is four top 140 players. Two top 50 players, including the number one player in the country. It's four area players and still got a top 10 class. In other words, Penny Hardaway didn't even have to leave his market to secure a top 10 class. And obviously, there's good reason to believe that he's going to add to this in one form or another. Which brings me back to something I mentioned heading out of that last segment, which is, should we be surprised that Damian Ba went ahead and signed? And I guess on one hand, no, because you know, he's a Memphis kid who wants to go to the University of Memphis, and so this is what you do.
Yeah.
But I will say, he's a 6'4 combo guard. And you just watched one guard announced that he's leaving the program, presumably because of a fear of a lack of playing time. Because basically everybody at this point believes that Memphis is going to add prospects to this class, perhaps multiple guards to this class. And if they do add guards to this class, they're both going to be, at least according to the recruiting rankings, better than Damian Ba, which is why I might have, if I were him or if I were advising him, and let me be clear, I ain't trying to run anybody out of the University of Memphis. I'm happy he's there.
Yeah.
But I might have said, let's just wait this out and see exactly who's going to be enrolling alongside mm-hmm. with me. Because I think it's reasonable to conclude that if Penny Hardaway has the roster he thinks he's going to have next season, the roster most fans think he's going to have next season, it could be tough for him to get on the court. Now, again, maybe he just doesn't care because Memphis is where he wants to be. That's fine with me. And also, maybe he just doesn't know, because when you are one of the best 150 players in the country, that means you've always been really good. That means you've never not played.
Right.
We throw around these numbers so often that I think they get lost sometimes. Like you go, yeah, but he's not a top 100 player. It's like, can you imagine being the top 140 of any specific thing when you're in high school in the entire country? Wow. Like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Like I was a decent baseball player. I wasn't in the top million probably in my high school class.
Right.
Think about being the best in the top 140 of anything. Like, are you one of the best 140 science students in America? Are you one of the best 140 sport high school journalists in America? Like, any of these things are amazing.
Yeah.
And yet, you know, sometimes we're like, yeah, but he's not a top 50 kid, so how good is he? Like, he's amazing.
He's amazing at that.
Like, if you're a high major prospect, you are amazing.
Yeah.
Like, think about how many kids you went to school with who weren't high major prospects at anything.
Right.
Like, good baseball players, good soccer players, good basketball players, but they're not this.
Yeah.
So my point is, when you are a top 140 player like Damian Ba, it probably never occurs to you that you might end up in a situation where you're not going to play. Happens to student athletes all the time. They go, hey, I've always played. Why am I not going to play? Well, because they're bringing in three dudes better than you. Yeah, well, nobody's ever been better than me. But then you get to college and you realize.
Oh, I've seen it.
I'm like, in a different
deal.
Well, kid at Kentucky just announced his decision to transfer today, Jamal Baker.
Right.
Truth is, he should have never been there. You know, they were always going to bring in at least two, three guards better than him every year. Like, on one hand, Kentucky just offered me. How could I pass that up? Well, because you're just going to sit on Kentucky's bench.
Sure.
Even if you think you're better than the guys you're coming in with, every year they're going to bring in guys better than you. Like, I mean this. I don't say this just about Kentucky. I would say it about Duke as well.
Yeah.
And we might get to a place where you say it about Memphis as well, too, given the way Penny's recruiting. If I'm not a top 50 player, I don't even look at those schools because they're bringing in five stars who are like, I'm going to have to overachieve to get on the court because every year they're going to bring in people who are at least assumed to be better than I am.
Yeah.
And I wondered, as the days continued to tick off the calendar before the University of Memphis announced a signing of Damian Ba, if he might be hesitant to actually put his signature on a letter of intent because, you know, Memphis could end up enrolling, again, multiple guards who are going to be higher rated than him before he even steps foot on campus. But either way, he has signed. The class is ranked 10th in the country, and when they add to it, it'll only improve. Be back with Dinner to Go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Go. Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but The main thing is that if you're ever caught in a massage parlor on video and the cops are threatening to release the video, you just do whatever you got to do to release the video.
Yep.
I mean, to make sure the video is not released. Nobody needs that, particularly when you're old and heavy. So I don't know what Robert Kraft is thinking, but hopefully he'll get that thing figured out. We spent a lot of time, though, on the Memphis Grizzlies front office slash coaching situation. They obviously got to add front office executives. They've got to add a head coach. And the main point I made, both in the opening and when I talked to Jeff, is that from my perspective, it makes no sense to even be thinking about. I mean, you could think about it just because, like, no harm in thinking about something. But I wouldn't start pursuing head coaching candidates until after the lottery, because this job is a certain type of job without Zion Williamson, without a first-round pick in the 2019 NBA draft. But if you happen to get lucky on lottery night, well, then you can appeal to an entirely different crop of head coaching candidates. People who wouldn't take your phone call right now will be calling you if suddenly they think they've got a young core of Jaren Jackson Jr. and Zion Williamson to build around, to work with. And so I don't know if the Grizzlies will actually wait until May 14th before they start putting their job in front of head coaching candidates. But if I were running the Grizzlies, I'd wait till after I knew exactly what I had to offer before I started seriously talking to anybody about offering them the job.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Pacers, Celtics, TD Garden, Boston. Celtics won game one, 84-74. Marcus Morris got 20 points off the bench. So Boston's a 7.5-point favorite tonight. The total is 203. Tip is scheduled for 6 o'clock. You can watch it on TNT.
What should I watch on TV?
Well, if you missed the four-part series, The Case Against Adnan Syed, it starts tonight, re-airing. Episode 1 is on at 7 o'clock, and then Episode 2 will come on immediately after that. That's on HBO 2 at 7 o'clock. It's worth your time if you listen to the podcast, Serial, or even if you didn't. Beyonce has a new film streaming on Netflix started today. It's about her Coachella performance last year, which was incredible. So if you're bored or a Beyonce fan or both, check that out. Late Night Circuit, Gina Rodriguez is on Jimmy Kimmel. Kate Beckinsale's on Jimmy Fallon. James Spader's on Stephen Colbert. Seth MacFarlane's going to be on James Corden.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, Greg Doyle, it's interesting because the Celtics are playing the Pacers right now, right? Yeah. And so, you know, Brad Stevens used to work in Indianapolis. He was the coach at Butler. So it's the old Butler coach coaching against the Pacers in the playoffs. And Greg Doyle, our old buddy at the Indianapolis Star, went to Boston and had a really interesting conversation with Brad Stevens where he acknowledged that it still haunts him not winning a national championship at Butler, because he said, and these are his words, if I would have been a well-seasoned coach back then.
Yeah.
And he's like, I still don't have everything figured out the way some people like to think that I do. But if I'd have been a better coach back at Butler, I feel like we would have won those national championships. And it still bothers me to this day. Really good column from Doyle. Go check that out, IndyStar.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, it'll be Thursday. That means John Martin in the first hour, Jeff Calkins in the second. We'll look back at the NBA playoffs, look ahead to the NBA playoffs. Should be fun. Enjoy your night. I'll enjoy mine. Meet you back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful. Be kind. Be good. Rep your hood.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Home of the Jeff Calkins Show. Weekdays from 9 till 11 a.m. 92.9 FM ESPN. Memphis. A radio.com sports station.
When you see the happy face on our truck, you'll be smiling because you'll know that you're in love.
At Hiller, your family's comfort is our priority. We're extending our $99 cooling tune-up for another month. From now until April 30th, get a cooling tune-up for just $99. Plus, take 50% off all standard repairs while we're there. Call us today.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. I am often asked, what is the value of my case? The answer, of course, depends on your injuries, liability, and the damages to you financially. And it also very much depends on the law firm you hire to represent you. Many times, firms are hired without much thought or research. All firms are not the same, not even close. I know of firms and lawyers who haven't tried a case in years, maybe never. The insurance company knows who they are, too. Some lawyers need the money more than you do. Go to ForThePeople.com and look at our verdicts in court. Here you will see injuries just like yours. You will see what the insurance company offered and, more importantly, what a jury decided. You will have an idea what your case may be worth in our hands. And just because you've already hired a lawyer doesn't mean you can't fire them before it's too late. Happens all the time. For over 30 years, Morgan & Morgan has been here at your time of need. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. On your cell, dial pound law, pound law. That's all.
Arnaz J is back. Don't miss him having fun and getting it done. Two shows, May 17th and 18th at the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
It all starts with just one thing. Earth Day is in April, but celebrate Earth Day every day by doing simple things that have a long-term impact, like buying LED lights, planting a tree, or getting some reusable grocery bags. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Every year, millions of Americans use opioids to manage pain. Pain can be unrelenting, overwhelming, and all-consuming. So why do so many of us try to manage pain only from the palm of our hands? Doctor-prescribed opioids are appropriate in some cases, but they just mask the pain. And reliance on opioids has led to the worst drug crisis in American history. That's why the CDC recommends safer alternatives, like physical therapy, to manage pain. Physical therapists treat pain through movement, hands-on care, and patient education. No warning labels required. And by increasing physical activity, you can also reduce your risk of other chronic diseases. Pain is personal, but treating pain takes teamwork. When it comes to your health, you have a choice. Choose more movement and better health. Choose physical therapy. Visit moveforwardpt.com to find a physical therapist in your area. This message is brought to you by the American Physical Therapy Association.
Hey, it's Trey Wingo. You're listening to 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis. Coming up Thursday, another chance for you to get to play Pinehurst Resort on us with the Wingo Cup Contest and how many teams in the NBA playoffs are actually exciting to watch. Plus, we're 1 week away from the NFL Draft.
It's glorious.
Golic and Wingo Thursday.
Weekday mornings from 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. 92.9 FM ESPN. Become a 92.9 FM ESPN Locker Room Club member now. Sign up on our homepage at 92.9ESPN.com.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Jeff Calkins, funny, smart.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.